couldn't figure out how people could sit in meditation so quiet and still for so long. It was just torture for me.
Ma ei saanud kuidagi aru, kuidas inimesed saavad nii pikalt ja vaikselt istuda meditatsioonis. Minu jaoks oli täielik piin.
Or even earlier when I was a young boy and my father would take me fishing, and the most important thing in fishing is to be really still and really quiet so you don't scare the fish away.
Või veelgi varem, kui isa viis mind kalale, kõige olulisem kala püüdmise juures on, et sa pead olema täiesti vaikselt ja paigal, et kalu mitte ära hirmutada.
And so at the time I was like most people, we can be like a duck, you know, quack, quack, duck
yeah.
In the water. It's very cool and calm on the outside, but underneath they're pedaling like crazy. On the outside they're very cool. You know?
Ja sel ajal ma olin nagu part, kes pealt poolt vaadates ta on hästi selline vaikne ja rahulik, vee pealt paistab, aga vee alda jalgadega sibab täiega.
But it's that inner quietness that finally is like the, it's like a blessing, you know, like a gift.
Aga see sisemine vaikus on lõpuks just see, mis on tõeline kingitus ja õnnistus.
And now I wonder, what was the problem? Why was it so difficult?
Ja nüüd ma imestan, milles probleem oli, miks see nii raske oli.
You know, when you look back on your life, you see all these things that happened that at the time, you know, you couldn't make any sense out of it. But when you look back, you see how everything was like perfectly planned, you know.
Kui sa vaatad elule tagasi, seal on olnud palju segaseid olukordi, kus selles olukorras olles sa ei kujutanud ette, milleks seda vaja on, aga kui sa elule tagasi vaatad, siis sa näed, et see kõik on olnud täiuslikult planeeritud. Õiges järjekorras.
And one of the most important steps on that divine plan is the ability to develop a quiet mind.
Ja üks olulisi samme jumalikus plaanis on see, et luua endale vaikne meel.
A quiet mind and a relaxed body.
Vaikne meel ja lõdvestunud keha.
And so, you know, the relaxation is the body's version of a quiet mind, basically.
Lõdvestumine on kehaline versioon vaiksest meelest.
When the body becomes quiet, we call it relaxation. When the mind becomes quiet, we call it meditation.
Kui keha jääb vaikseks, siis me nimetame seda lõdvestumiseks, kui meel vaigistub, siis nimetame seda meditatsiooniks.
So I can remember in the doing Vipassana meditation retreats, 9-day retreats, 10-day retreats, 14-day retreats.
Vipassana meditatsioonid 9, 10, 14 päeva.
And sitting in meditation so still day after day, it's like torture.
Ja istudes päev päeva järel täielikus vaikuses, paigal see oli tõeline piin.
Your body is complaining all the time.
Su keha kaebleb kogu aeg.
His feelings and things happening keep distracting you from the meditation.
Tal tunnetab igasugu aistinguid, mis tal on, ja see segab sinu meditatsiooni.
But after a while, when the body got comfortable, got accustomed to it, then something began to happen.
Aga mõne aja pärast, kui keha harjus sellega, jäi rahulikuks, siis midagi hakkas juhtuma.
And so once the body stopped distracting us, Then we realized how powerful, what a big distraction the mind was.
Siis kui keha meid enam ei häiri ja kui me oleme aru saanud, kui palju meel on meid häirinud.
You know, the mind kept having these movements and disturbances and irritations and busyness.
Ja meelel olid kõik need liikumised ja kõik see segadus ja ärrituvus.
So also that early meditation training reminded me of when we used to have to go to church and you had to sit still and be quiet in church.
Ja need varajased meditatsiooni treeningud tuletasid mulle meelde, kuidas ma pidin kirikus käima ja seal kirikus paigal istuma.
But as it turns out, this meditative awareness is the first and the most important step in breathwork and breath mastery.
Aga meditatiivne teadlikkus on üks kõige olulisem samm hingamise juures, hingamise meisterlikkuse juures.
The more meditative awareness we have, the more benefit we get from any breathing exercise or any breathing technique that we practice.
Mida rohkem teadlikult meditatiivsed me oleme, seda rohkem kasu me saame igast hingamisharjutusest.
So the idea is to develop a very powerful meditative awareness and apply it to the breathing moment to moment.
Nii et me peame looma meditatiivse kohalolu ja seda rakendama igal hetkel.
So that means becoming very sensitive to subtle changes in our energy.
See tähendab, et me muutume tundlikuks õrnadele muutustele meie energias.
Passing feelings and sensations.
Kõik need tunded ja aistingud, mis meid läbivad.
Passing thoughts.
Kõikidele mõtetele.
Emotions that come and go.
Emotsioonidele, mis tulevad ja lähevad.
And there's a certain art in being able to be a witness to all those things.
Ja on olla, see on nagu kunst, et sa oled teadlik kõikidele nende asjade suhtes.
So when we can just witness those things instead of being pushed and pulled by them, something in us, some potential in us opens up.
Kui me suudame olla lihtsalt vaatlejad, ilma et lasta ennast tõugata ja tõmmata, siis midagi meis avaneb, mingi potentsiaal.
So developing that witness, what the Buddha called the witness, which is the essence of the Buddha nature, is witnessing.
Nii et see vaatlejaks olemine, mis on Buddha olemus.
So we need to develop that ability to be the witness.
Seda me peame endas arendama, seda vaatlejaks olemise võimet.
That means practicing non-judgment.
See tähendab, et me praktiseerime mitte hinnangute andmist.
Which is a real challenge to practice non-judgment because the mind is naturally, automatically judging everything.
See on tõeline väljakutse, et seda praktiseerida, sest et meie meel automaatselt annab pidevalt hinnanguid.
So when you say something like, I like this, I like that, you're talking about your mind. Your mind likes this, your mind likes that.
Kui sa ütled mõne asja kohta, mulle meeldib see või teine, siis sa räägid tegelikult oma meelest, sinu mõistusele või meelele meeldivad need asjad või ei meeldi.
So if whatever is happening is familiar to the mind and the mind is comfortable with it, then the mind will be quite at rest.
Kui need asjad, mis juhtuvad, on meelele tuttavad ja tal on nende asjadega mugav, siis meel on suhteliselt puhkuses.
But as soon as new things begin to happen, the mind wakes up and starts to get busy.
Aga nii kui uued asjad hakkavad juhtuma, siis meel ärkab üles ja hakkab kõvasti tööd tegema.
And it's the same thing with the body. If we're just experiencing our everyday feelings, the body says, okay, I'm familiar with that. I'm accustomed to that. And the body can remain relatively quiet.
Ja sama asi on kehaga, kui keha kogeb igapäevaseid asju, millega ta harjunud on, siis ta tunneb ennast mugavalt ja on rahulik.
But as soon as new feelings or as soon as feelings become intensified, the body can no longer just relax and the mind can no longer be quiet.
Aga kui asjad muutuvad intensiivseks tunded, siis keha ei suuda enam rahulikult olla ja meel ei suuda enam vaikseks jääda.
And so that becomes the practice, that becomes the process.
Ja sellest saab praktika ja protsess.
Keeping the body relaxed, no matter what feelings come and go.
Hoida keha lõdvestunud, mis iganes tunded tulevad ja lähevad.
Keeping the mind quiet, regardless of what happens.
Hoida oma meel vaikne, mis iganes toimub.
And so that's going to be like the main focus in our work.
Ja see saab olema põhiliseks fookuseks meie töös.
We talk about it as learning to relax into intensity.
Me räägime sellest, kui õppimisest et me õpime lõdvestuma intensiivsuses.
It's really easy to relax when you're in your favorite place with your favorite person and there's lots of money in the bank and the kids are healthy and everything is right with the world and everything is going your way. It's very easy to relax in those moments.
Väga lihtne on lõdvestuda, kui sa oled oma lemmik inimesega lemmik kohas, sinu pangas on sul palju raha ja laste ja tervisega on kõik korras ja maailm on ilus, siis on kõik väga lihtne.
It's another thing to be able to relax when nothing is going your way, when there's chaos inside of you or chaos around you. That's when relaxation is really important, and that's exactly when people can't manage to do it.
Aga kui sinu sees ja ümber on tõeline kaos, siis on väga keeruline lõdvestuda.
So one of the best descriptions I've heard of this work early on came from Phil Lout, and he said it's learning to relax when it's the last thing that you would think to do.
Ja Phil Lout ütles selle kohta, et sa pead õppima lõdvestuma siis, kui see on viimane asi, mida sa teeksid.
So we want to practice non-judgment.
Me peame harjutama mitte hinnangute andmist.
And observe when our mind is in that operation of judging.
Ja jälgima, kui meie meel on annab hinnanguid.
And when you notice that happening in that moment, you practice letting go, you practice relaxing.
Ja kui sa paned tähele selle hetke, et su meel annab hinnanguid, siis sa praktiseerid lahti laskmist ja mitte hinnangute andmist.
Because the first time that you relax in a moment when you've never relaxed before, then you've just opened up your life to completely new possibilities.
Sest see hetk, kui sa lõdvestud siis, kui sa kunagi varem pole lõdvestunud, siis sel hetkel sa avad ennast täiesti uutele võimalustele.
In my early life, I realized that the people who had the most difficulty doing this were the strongest people, the people who had the most force, the most energy, the most power. It was the most difficult for them to relax.
Varajastel aastatel ma avastasin, et just nendel inimestel on kõige raskem lõdvestuda, kellel on kõige rohkem jõudu ja väge.
So training for a certain operation in the military one time, we knew it was going to be dangerous, and we knew it was going to involve a lot of swimming.
Ja sõjaväes või noh, selles militaaris oli üks treening, kus siis me teadsime, et see on ohtlik ja seal on väga palju ujumist.
And I decided that I wanted my partner to be the biggest, strongest guy. I figured I'll be most safe if this guy is my partner.
Ja ma tahtsin, et kõige tugevam tüüp oleks minu partner, et siis olen mina nagu kõige paremini turvatud.
And when they were putting us in pairs and partners, I was just hoping, God, if only I could be... And I was so happy when they put us together as partners. I went, oh, thank God.
Nii et kui meid pandi paari, siis ma palusin, et see kõige tugevam mees saaks minu paariliseks ja siis ta saigi ja ma tänasin Jumalat.
Because this guy's name was Doggett.
Tema nimi oli Doggett.
And he was huge.
Ta oli suur.
And bulletproof.
Kuulikindel.
And he had these giant hands. They could just like pick you up.
Tal olid hiigel käed.
And so I felt so like, whew, okay, good. I'm going to be right behind you, Doggett. Wherever we go, I'll be right behind you. Don't worry.
Nii et ma hingasin kergendatult ja mõtlesin, et kuhu iganes me lähme, et ma olen sinu selja taga alati.
And it was amazing being behind him because he was like a bulldozer. He just would go through brick walls, go through piles of people, and it was just amazing. So right behind him was like the safest place.
Tema taga oli tõeliselt imeline olla, sest ta läks nagu buldooser läbi telliskivi seintest ja inimmassidest ja kõigest.
And I was feeling really good until the water training began.
Ma tundsin ennast suurepäraselt selle hetkeni, kui algas vee treening.
And then I realized I had picked the worst possible person as my partner.
Ja siis ma sain aru, et ma olin valinud kõige hullema võimaliku partneri endale.
And the problem was that we kept passing these tests.
Probleem oli selles, et me nagu tegime neid teste.
Because I could see that he was constantly fighting with the water.
Ma nägin, et ta pidevalt võitles veega.
His whole life he just used his force and his muscles to get through everything. And then when he was in the water, he had the same attitude toward the water.
Et kogu ta elu, ta pressis ennast jõuga kõigest läbi ja kui ta oli vees, siis tal oli vee suhtes samasugune suhtumine.
And so he kept fighting his way through every test and we kept passing the tests. And I thought, but he's barely passing. Doesn't anybody notice that he's barely passing these tests because he's really struggling all the time?
Et ta võitles ennast kõikidest testidest läbi ja ma vaatasin teda ja mõtlesin, et kas keegi ei märka, et ta vaevu teeb need testid ära, sest ta tõeliselt võitleb selleks, et need läbi teha.
And we would go on these long 3, 4, 5, 8 hour swims.
Ja me läbisime 3, 4, 5, 8 tunniseid ujumisi.
And I realized that, wow, if I got in trouble, there's no way that he could hold me and swim and save me. I could do that easily for him. I could easily just hold him and swim for hours, but he couldn't do that with me. And I realized, oh my God, I want another partner.
Ja kui me ujusime, siis ma sain aru, et tema mind päästa ei suuda, et tema ei suuda mind hoida vee peal ja ujuda, et mina suudan teha seda tema jaoks, aga temaste mulle ei suuda teha, et ma tahaks uut partnerit.
And my happiness and confidence every day just turned into fear and dread.
Ja minu rõõm ja kindlus muutus hirmuks.
Like he wouldn't even float.
Ta ei suutnud isegi vee peal hõljuda.
I mean, anybody can just lay back in the water. If you're exhausted and tired, you can just lay back in the water and float and rest. He could never do that. He was always doing something. And so...
Iga üks suudab lihtsalt vee peal hõljuda ja puhata, aga tema ei saanud seda teha. Tema kogu aeg pidi tegema midagi.
So we were getting very close to going somewhere and doing something, and I didn't know what, but I wasn't happy about it.
Nii et me väga nagu lähedale jõudsime sellele, et kuhugi jõuda või midagi teha, aga ma ei olnud selle üle rõõmus.
So I thought, I say, Doggett, at least you should get comfortable with floating. And he went, oh, I'm negatively buoyant. I don't float.
et ma ütlesin, et sa pead vähemalt mugavalt ennast tundma vee peal hõljudes, aga tema väitis, et tema ei hõlju vee peal.
I said, don't be stupid. Everybody floats. Even a dead body can float. So it's not difficult.
Ma ütlesin talle, et ära ole rumal, et iga üks ju hõljub, isegi surnud keha võib hõljuda.
So I convinced him to go to the swimming pool very early in the morning before everybody else got there to kind of just practice just surrendering to the water. So don't have to fight with the water. The water will help you. Let's just practice.
Ma veensin teda hommikul vara minema basseini ja lihtsalt praktiseerima vee peal hõljumist, et sa ei pea veega võitlema kogu aeg. Vesi aitab sind.
And so we were in the pool and I have one hand under his neck and one hand under his bum. And I'm just holding him there while he's laying on his back. Learning how to relax in the water.
Läksime sinna basseini, ühe käega hoidsin ta kukkalt, teise käega tagumiku alt ja siis lihtsalt lasin tal niimoodi hõljuda.
And I could feel as soon as he laid back in the water and I could feel all of his neck muscles tighten up and I could feel his back muscles tighten up.
Ja nii kui ta vette lamama läks, nii ma tundsin, kuidas ta kaela ja selja lihased läksid täiesti pingesse.
So I'm holding the back of his neck and the small of his back and I'm just saying, relax your neck, relax your shoulders, relax your back.
Ja ma hoian teda selja tagant ja ütlen, et lõdvesta oma kael ja lõdvesta oma selg.
And I could feel him soften his muscles, he could relax.
Tundsin, kuidas ta suutis oma lihaseid lõdvestada.
And then as soon as I took my hands away a little bit, he like got back into his warrior position with the water.
Ja nii kui ma hakkasin kätt vaikselt ära libistama, nii ta kohe läks pingesse ja läks tagasi oma sõdalase olekusse.
So I'd have to remind him again, just it's okay, I'll float.
Pidin talle jälle meelde tuletama, et kõik on hästi, sa võid
hõljuda. Until finally he managed it.
Kuni lõpuks ta saavutas selle.
And he was floating in the water, completely relaxed.
Ja ta hõljus vees täiesti lõdvestunult.
And it was the most beautiful thing.
Ja see oli kõige ilusam asi.
Because he started crying.
Sest ta hakkas nutma.
And this is this monster warrior guy.
See koletis sõdalane.
And he's light floating in the water going...
ja ta lamab vees ja nutab.
And it was just so beautiful. He was just, tears were coming from his eyes. He had never relaxed in the water before, and it was like this ecstatic miracle.
Ja lihtsalt see oli nii ilus, kuidas pisarate silmadest voolasid. See oli ekstaatiline, ta ei olnud kunagi lõdvestunud varem.
And I started crying.
Ja mina hakkasin nutma.
So now we got these two guys in the water crying and I'm hugging him. And...
Olid kaks tüüpi siis vees, kes nutsid ja kallistasid üksteist.
And into the pool walks the rest of the team.
ja siis tuleb ülejäänud tiim sinna basseini.
Now that moment must have looked pretty weird to people outside the pool.
See hetk tundus kindlasti väga kummaline inimestele väljas pool basseini.
But thank God it was Doggett, because nobody would dare say anything to him, because he would kill you.
Aga õnneks oli see Doggett ja keegi ei julgenud talle kunagi midagi öelda, sest ta oleks lihtsalt su maha löönud.
If I would have been in the water, hugging and crying with any other guy, neither of us would have survived that day.
Kui ma oleks mõne teise kutiga olnud vees ja nutnud ja kallistanud, siis me ei oleks seda päeva kumbki üle elanud.
But because it was him, everybody just went...
Aga kuna see oli tema, siis kõigil oli suud lukus.
But that lesson in the power of relaxation just changed my life, honestly, forever.
Aga see õppetund lõdvestumise jõust väest muutis minu elu igavesti.
There's a limit to how much we can push and force and, you know, muscle our way through life.
Sellel on limiit, kui palju me saame ennast jõuga lihastega läbi elu suruda.
And it's amazing how much more progress, how much faster and deeper we can go when we learn, when we have a plan B, which is letting go instead of forcing.
On imeline, kui palju kiiremini ja kui sügavamale me saame liikuda, kui meil on plaan B, lahti laskmine jõuga punnimise asemel.
So that's the second main part of this practice is learning relaxation.
Teine põhi praktika ongi lõdvestumise õppimine.
The first is developing meditative awareness, quieting the mind.
Kõigepealt sa õpid meditatiivset teadlikkust, vaigistad oma meele.
And the second is relaxation, quieting the body.
Ja teine on lõdvestumine, et sa oma keha vaigistad.
And so that opens the door to maybe what we could call pure energy.
Ja see avab ukse puhtale energiale.